You're listening to Surrender to God at allaboutfollowingjesus.org. Surrender to God. It's a term you may have heard, but what does it mean exactly? Surrender is not a word often associated with positive actions. After all, surrender in the name of the law usually means trouble for someone. And we know that when one side surrenders to another in battle, it's a sign they've given up any hope of victory. If we surrender to God, what are we giving up? Does this mean, as it does for an enemy in battle, to give up victory in our lives? Is God holding a gun to our heads and forcing us to give Him everything we have, like a bandit or mugger might do? To be sure, there are those who are willing to portray God in that way, especially where self-gain is involved. But when we come to know the true character and nature of God, we quickly discover how false that image is. Surrender means to yield ownership, to relinquish control over what we consider ours, our property, our time, our rights. When we surrender to God, we are simply acknowledging that what we own actually belongs to Him. He is the giver of all things. We're responsible to care for what God has given us as stewards of His property. But by surrendering to God, we admit that He is ultimately in control of everything, including our present circumstances. Surrendering to God helps us to let go of whatever has been holding us back from God's best for our lives. By surrendering to God, we let go of whatever has kept us from wanting God's ways first. Now, in the beginning, God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and gave them everything they needed. All that was good to eat was available and attainable for them. All, that is, except one tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Enter the serpent, the one we now recognize as Satan. Sly and deceptive in all his ways, the serpent's first move was to question the word of God when he suggested to Eve, "Did God really say that you couldn't eat from that tree?" As we all know, suggesting that forbidden fruit may not be forbidden after all is almost the same as license. Only the wise will question the potential result of giving in to temptation. What if Adam and Eve had been wise enough to see the deception? What if they had recognized the choice that was being put before them, and rather than doubting God's word, they had chosen instead to obey God? What if they had realized God was to be obeyed, even if His command didn't seem to make perfect sense to them? But note that God did not say to Adam and Eve, "You can't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Rather, we read in Genesis 2:16-17, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'Of every tree of the garden you may eat freely, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die.'" Adam and Eve were given a choice to surrender to God when He said, "You shall not," as opposed to "you cannot." The fruit of this tree is not something we're likely to find in the produce section of our supermarket, but rather it represented the alternative God offered. Should Adam and Eve trust and obey Him for a greater reward down the road, or should they give in to the momentary desires of their hearts? Had they chosen to surrender the longings of their hearts to God, it's possible that we may all be living eternally on a perfect earth right here and now. Tragically, Adam and Eve did not choose that path, and because of that first act of disobedience, our hearts have become more and more prone to selfishness with each generation. Consider the evidence presented in chapter 4 of Genesis when Cain, the very first human born to a woman, murdered his own brother. How quickly the corruption occurred. Now, before you decide to blame every problem throughout history on Adam and Eve, though, it's important to consider that we were all given the same choice they were given. It's just that they were the first ones to blow it. So what's the point of surrendering to God? If we've already blown it so badly, what's the point of choosing God's way now? After all, the Bible tells us that the world we live in is lost and perishing. This is where the good news comes in, because God loves His creation. He hasn't cast us from paradise forever. He continues to give us a choice. The world around us may be suffering the results of sin, but each person, you, I, everyone we encounter, still has the opportunity to choose to obey God. As long as we have breath, we have that choice. Now, looking back for a moment at the story of Adam and Eve, if they had surrendered to God rather than listening to the serpent, who we recognize today as the devil, or the angel Lucifer described in Isaiah 14, he was a fallen victim of his own pride. Had they surrendered to God rather than their own desires, it's possible our world would not be suffering the consequences. Clearly, then, what God desires for us is far better than any momentary gain, but we can only know that victory if we surrender our desires or our rights to God. What is it that you desire today? What right are you clinging to? Even though deep down inside you know you'd be better off if you gave it up. Do you think that voice deep down inside could be God giving you the same choice He gave Adam and Eve? God loves you and me so much that he willingly took on human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ to choose obedience and surrender for us. As our living example, Christ first surrendered his divinity in order to give us flesh and blood God that we could relate to, as indicated in John 3. Then he surrendered his right to be God when the devil tempted him in the desert in Matthew 4. And finally, he surrendered his right to life itself when he took upon his flesh, his perfect, sinless body, all the penalty for every human refusal to yield. Because of him, all you and I need to do today is to place our faith in him and obey the word of God. Surrender to God, obey his commands for your life, and you can know the life of abundance that he came to offer. Hold on to your rights, to what you think you own or should have, and you may be happy with a possession or two for a while, and you may even have some temporary relief from stress or longing, but what of the end result? It can be hard to think that far ahead when we're tempted by a momentary longing, but as any dieter know, longings for what is perishing are almost momentary. If we ride them out by choosing obedience, we find that the desire is gradually defeated. Victory through Christ is within our grasp, if we choose to surrender to God, whatever has a stranglehold on us. Obey him, even if you really don't want to right now, and discover the genuine, eternal satisfaction that can only come from surrendering to God. Like me, you may find that surrendering wants or rights is difficult to do. When I want ice cream, I really want it. But as a lifelong dieter, I also know that if I don't surrender my wants, the long-term result is something that I don't desire. God has designed our world so that spiritual principles are often mirrored in the physical, if we are willing to see them there. If you are, and if you'll desire God's ways above your own, simply ask him to show you when you are being tempted by your own desires. Unlike receiving the gift of salvation, which is ours the moment we ask Christ into our hearts, surrender to God is a choice we must make every breath. Do a few deep breathing exercises right now. God's way in, my way out. God's way in, your way out. You may not be happy about it right now, but in the big picture of life, you'll be glad you chose to surrender to God. You've just heard Surrender to God at allaboutfollowingjesus.org.